Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Lauren Conaway. Hi, Lauren.
Hello, friends.
You know, I was going to say here to have another conversation that I'm hoping helps your business grow. That's what I say when I'm on my shows with a guest, but you're not a guest.
I'm not a co-host
today. Going to Texas.
I love it. I can't wait.
You ready?
Everything's bigger in Texas, right?
It really is, including our list of Dallas's top startups.
I see that. We have a bigger list.
14, not just 10 or 8 or 12. Yeah, so things really are bigger in the state of Texas.
You know,
the thing that I learned about Dallas is that Dallas and Fort Worth both grew into like one city. So maybe this is DFW's.
DFW top startup. See, I didn't actually know that.
Yeah.
The cities kind of grew together.
I spent a lot of time in Texas growing up, but
it's fun.
Yeah. So, you know, here we are, another trip to a city that we admire. And we're going to talk about the top startups. We got 14, as we mentioned.
14.
That's a bigger list than we normally have.
Well, then we better get started.
Well, but sure. But let's set the table first.
Let's set the table.
Well, so first off, you know, you talk about these 14 companies that are on the list. You're on the way our top startup lists work is like you're on the list or you're not. So just because I read a company's name first, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are ranked higher than another company.
Right. Makes sense.
List, not list.
But there's no like hierarchy of like this is better than this. Okay. I get it.
Very, very evenly fair.
What is it called? The holocracy? Is that what it was?
I've never heard of it. Is that a word?
It is. It's a management. It's hola, but holocracy. But it basically means that it's flat hierarchical structure. Nobody is above anybody else.
Holocracy would mean hello.
Well, it's holacracy. You got to like say it all together.
I don't think that's a real word.
It is. Well, I mean, it's not, but it is. Words aren't real until they are.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to words that are used to name companies in Dallas that are on the list.
Let's do it.
They're definitely.
That was a beautiful segue. Matt's looking at me like, what are you doing?
I mean, Lauren, I'm here to clean up your mess on so.
You know what? I follow days. You, oh, Captain.
And to
captain.
Do ad reads, which I should mention that today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably.
Quickly and affordably.
Yeah, I almost forgot to do the heavy lifting.
Yeah, we can't do that because Fullscale is pretty awesome.
No, but we get in trouble. You know, the marketing people get mad at us.
Yeah.
All right. First on the list is dive right in. Tangible Intelligence CEO and co-founder Matthew Coburn is joined with Austin Howard, his COO, CTO, and co-founder. You can go to autoextract.ai. You know, there's been so much AI stuff out there lately. So with that, what Tangible Intelligence does is transforms documents into structured data. It takes unstructured documents in any format and converts them into structured and typed information. Yeah, it does a lot of stuff to structure info.
Do you know what sounds like it. I do not. Would you illuminate me?
Yeah, I will. As soon as I'm sitting here trying to not get distracted by the car alarm
that's going off
right outside the studio. Because
I know it's not happening if we don't acknowledge it.
I was trying to like speak with the pulse of it, and I don't even think I did that consciously.
Here you go.
Okay, so look, data's everywhere, but data is inherently unstructured. So this, I like this actually, because you talk about documents. So a lot of data, like just imagine an Excel spreadsheet. It's got columns, it's got rows, things fit in specific cells, first name, last name, phone number, address, stuff like that. Documents could have all kinds of different stuff for that.
Yeah.
I dig it. Now, here's the thing is, until your data is structured, it's very difficult to do anything with it. Like you want to build an AI model or machine learning or analyze it or store it. And so you always have to find structured data. Now, they're using something called OCR, so optical character recognition, which was originally created to help blind people read characters that are on a screen.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been used for a whole lot of other stuff. Google uses that same technology for a lot of things. And, you know, we don't have to get too deep into it. But when you like scan a document and it's able to pull data off it, that's OCR.
Okay.
So it's cool stuff. So yeah.
That's pretty neat.
It's a good idea. And that's something that like there's so many businesses that have so many types of documents and want to do something with it. So, I mean, just you name it. Could be things that are filled out by hand. It could be things that are filled out a number of different ways. It's like,
I mean, I could definitely think of practical applications in my working life, you know, how easy it is to standardize and format data. Mm-hmm. That's a really difficult thing to do. And it's really time consuming.
Yeah, I dig it.
So I like it.
It looks like they won the big idea competition showcase.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a bigger idea because it's in Texas.
Probably. I mean, I really do believe that everything is bigger in Texas.
It is. I spent a lot of time there. It's true.
Yeah. Well, much like our next startup on the list. I'm going to go ahead and take a stab at this pronunciation. But we're going to go ahead and say canaries. Like, I'm assuming that we're talking about the multiple of the bird
with
canaries. But it could be Canaris. We have yet another one of those startup names that we always have fun trying to pronounce, but canaries. I really like this startup and I'm glad that I ended up with it because I you know that on my episodes of the podcast, I tend to focus on diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, right?
No.
And there's no, never. But when we have these conversations, one of the challenges that folks who operate in this space have to deal with is the fact that, you know, there isn't a whole lot of standardization. Again, we have a situation where you have like individual practitioners and you have groups that have different methodologies. What's interesting about Canaries, so they are working to address this discrepancy. They are a diversity, equity, and inclusion focused SaaS platform providing clear metrics to diagnose, prioritize, and optimize DEI efforts. And so I love this because it is really difficult as a DEIB practitioner to drill down on specifics unless you have a roadmap, unless you have some guidelines. And you really have to figure out if you're putting in DEI programming, you have to figure out how to measure your success. And that's really the only way that you can measure yourself, your how you're doing and your progress. You know, you have to sit there and you have to figure out what your KPIs are, and you have to figure out what that means for your team and how to integrate DEI ideas and beliefs and principles into the work that you're doing. So I think Canaries makes that easier. They are looking to provide tools that organizations need to create long-term systemic change around diversity, equity, and inclusion. They're providing a framework, they're providing benchmarking opportunities, and they are incorporating best-in-class DEI practices into every area of the organization so you can track and measure impact on your business outcomes. And that is super cool.
You know, I never really thought you say so many things that are thought provoking, Lauren. Thank you. I never really thought about the fact that key performance indicators and business metrics are usually devout of diversity and inclusion.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Like, as an organization, there you have to stack your DEI initiatives and your actions at every level of your business, right? So just as a for instance, you know, if you're talking about hiring, when you're talking about your hiring pipeline, like how many historically excluded applicants are we seeing? Yeah. You know, you need to make sure that you're filling your pipeline. And so these are really clear numbers and it's data that you can pull, but finding a way to do that easily and track that information and that data easily tends to be really difficult for a lot of organizations. So seeing something that makes it easy is really cool.
Well, speaking of things that aren't easy, next on the list is Hypergiant Sensory Services. And so CEO Mike Betzer and CTO Michael Roberts, guys, forgive me if I butcher what it is that you do, but Hypergiant Sensory Sciences is a software company that combines sensor networks, deep learning, and modeling software to create AI-powered digital copies of real-world scenes. So like you talk about like cameras, sensors, locations that are under surveillance and have generated like urgent requirement for, you know, to be able to observe, analyze, and learn from physical surroundings, being able to recreate those or model them. You know, we've got real world and then you have the meta kind of world. And, you know, there's a lot of, okay, so if you need to go to Mars.
Yeah.
You know, being able to model and do things that create, you know, hey, what's that reality look like? How do we test this rover? How do we do this? And I don't know if they're even trying to do it with Mars. Like, I don't really know. This is complex stuff. You know, you're talking about, I mean, creating a whole lot of different stuff. I'm already noticing a trend here. We've got some AI, a lot of AI stuff in here. A lot of AI stuff in here. So
it is the wave of the future.
Well, sure. So speaking of the future, let's move one company down the list.
All right. Well, next up, we're looking at Pathway Homes. CEO Josh Gould and Chief Strategy Officer and co-founder Casey Cleary are bringing us a real estate platform with a mission to create more homeowners, which I love. I love putting the power of home ownership into the hands of people who might not otherwise be able to avail themselves of it, be able to afford it. But what's really interesting, so they've raised $225 million from Bank of America. And so clearly this is an idea that's getting some traction. But basically they've created a product where renters can apply without it impacting your credit score. You get a home shopping budget, and then they're going to help you find a pathway product that makes the most sense for you. So you can search for new homes. When you find the perfect home, Pathway will actually make a cash offer, which is really, really interesting. They take care of the closing costs. They take care of the taxes, insurance. They inspect the home and take care of necessary repairs. And then you move in. You settle in, and when you're ready to buy, Pathway will sell this home to you at a pre-agreed price. And then if you decide not to buy, you can continue renting, you can move into a different home through Pathway, or you can move on. There are no penalties or fees. And so essentially they've taken, you know, your realtor a step further. It's like a realtor on steroids, I guess, but helping people and empowering them financially to purchase homes. How cool is that?
I'm down for
anything.
Don't
you wish that I'd been around when you were ready to buy your home?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I look back at it's been a couple decades since the first home that I purchased. And, you know, I mean, and I look at that home was $140,000.
Yeah.
That same home is probably like a $500,000 home now.
Yeah. Remember when houses were affordable?
I look back at that and I'm like, you know, I was just had my first quote professional job. And you know, if I had to save up money, like that's just tough right now. I don't envy the young home buyer these days. It takes a lot to get out in front of that.
Well, and I mean,
you get crushed on the side by mortgage insurance and other crap like that too, that just doesn't really get you towards your goal.
Yeah. Well, in home ownership and property ownership specifically, I guess, is one of the quickest ways to create lasting and generational wealth. It's one of the most standard assets that you can have, you know, in this kind of market. So I love Pathway. That's pretty cool.
Maybe they could collab with Hypergiant. We could just digitally model a bunch of homes.
Well, there you go. Let's do that.
I don't think that'd probably.
You don't think that's going to work?
I think it would probably shield you from the elements, but yeah. All right. Next on the list, we have Square Dash and CEO Matt Fruge and co-founder Jeremy Dick. I was able to record a podcast with Mr. Fruge, and I love what he's doing here because, all right, so when you're in the construction business, as we learned from our friend Eric Perkins of the Perkins Builder Brothers, when you're in the construction business and you are doing anything, you often get stuck in this float period between the work and when you get paid.
Right.
And it's a real pain in the ass.
Right.
So I'll give you an example down in, and so if you're a roofer, what happened? So the system's kind of meant to, like, most roofing companies might have a job or two. Well, what happens when a major weather event occurs, tornadoes, hurricanes, stuff like that, and you just get all these roofs torn out?
Yeah.
And none of these companies are really meant or made or built or enabled to get all this work done really quickly.
Right.
So they kind of run out of cash flow. So what SquareDash does is it's very, I love the niche nature of it. And they did mention that they will eventually expand, but they have roofer specific solutions that will help companies, especially during surge times. So they give you a convenient coverage of that cash.
Right.
So you can continue.
You're getting
to
your money
work.
Faster. You continue to fund the work.
So imagine how frustrating that is. It's like not having the cash flow to work as a construction company or to be able to go out and do work is the equivalent of owning a store that consistently runs out of things to sell.
Right.
So, yeah.
You don't want to go to that store.
Yep. And I was so impressed and liked Matt so much, I did actually give him an introduction to our buddies, the Perkins brothers.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't know who we're talking about, when we did the Startup Hustle TV web series a few years back, Eric and Jamie were on our show, and that was long before they were as famous as they are now.
Yeah, they put out some really, really amazing content. I love those guys. I miss them. We need to bring them back.
I just talked to Eric the other day.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's it like to be famous? And he's like, well, dude, I was going to ask you that. I'm like, give me a break,
come
dude.
On.
Give me a break. I don't. Yeah.
You're famous.
I don't think so.
You don't think so.
I know famous people.
Around
I
you
trust me.
So.
I actually know famous people, and that's how I know I'm not. No, I'm not. All right. Good luck saying this next one.
All right. Well, actually,
it's pretty easy.
It's pretty straightforward. It's just one of those portmanteau words where you're just like smushing two words together.
I
but
like it though.
Buzzbassiter.
I'm going to refer to myself as that.
I think I'm going to refer to you as that too.
Yeah.
Matt DeCourcy, our fearless leader and Buzzbassiter.
I like it.
You are excellent at it.
Thanks.
So I'm going to use a term that I did not even realize existed. I had not heard of IRM, but Buzzbassiter is a full service IRM influencer relationship management platform. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I knew about influencer marketing, of course, but I had never heard that term before. So that was pretty neat. Thank you, Buzzbassiter. But they have helped more than 3,000 e-commerce businesses in a wide range of industries and verticals drive sales and brand awareness from social media influencers. I mean, the fact is, say what you will about social media influencers, they're here to stay, I feel like.
It's stronger than ever.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I mean, think about it.
Well, I was just telling you before we recorded, I'm like, I get paid to use Facebook now.
Yeah. You're an influencer.
I know, but I just think it's funny. I'm like, wow, I draw income from posting reels.
Yeah.
But the question is how would I do something more with that? Because if I wanted to perhaps do a branded post about something.
Yeah.
It's hard. How do you find people how do you make that a quick and easy transaction? How do you find buyers and sellers in a marketplace?
Right. Yeah. Well, and that can be really difficult. And it looks like Buzzbassiter is addressing that situation, those issues. You know, how do you make it easier for influencers to market your brand?
Wouldn't you use that? Maybe you should sign up on Buzzbassiter.
I absolutely would. And the thing is, like, I mean, think about consumer behavior. We are more likely to use products if they are promoted by people that have cultivated a relationship with us. And that's what influencers do. They cultivate a relationship with their users, clients, buyers, whatever you want to call them, their audience, I guess. And then, you know, they have the opportunity to share products with the world, but it looks like Buzzbassiter is doing some really great work to make that kind of marketing more accessible for brands and more accessible for influencers. They've raised under $1 million for their influencer marketing software, but they are providing a really, really convenient end-to-end automated workflow that allows brands to remove hours of manual work from every stage of partnering with creators. And I dig it. They are definitely on the precipice of an up and coming. Well, not even up and coming. It's pretty established at this point. So an established industry.
But it's, the marketplace has been tough. And we were just talking about the Perkins brothers. That's actually how I got to be friends with Eric, because this was pre-pandemic. So we're talking like 2019 at this point. I have a lot of connections from the music industry. I got a buddy of mine who's like former rock star kind of guy, calls me up. He's like, I'd really like to introduce you to my friend Eric. He's got a lot of hype going on. His YouTube channel is really picking up. And I'm like, well, what does he need help with? I'm like, he said, I think he could just use a little advice on how to turn what he's doing into a business.
Yeah.
And so and Eric would tell you the same thing. So at that point, he's picking up steam. He's got he's just like trying to build houses and trying to publish YouTube videos. He's got all this stuff flying at him, you know, like brand deal this, brand deal that. And it just can be overwhelming. And it's nice to have some marketplaces where you could find and reach people. And then from a marketer standpoint, it's nice to like, okay, that's why our sponsors that we've had in the past. And once again, a quick reminder that today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. But, you know, with that, people that listen to this show are most likely entrepreneurs, people that are interested in venture capital, entrepreneurship, stuff like that. So it can be a very hyper-specific audience, the same way that Eric's audience at the Perkins Builder Brothers on YouTube, he's got 700,000 YouTube subscribers.
Yeah.
That's like network reach.
It is. You know, my first introduction to Eric, and you actually introduced me to Eric for the first time. And it was that Startup Hustle TV shot where he like strapped himself to a chimney to take footage for Startup Hustle TV.
When he was avalanching a roof.
And it was snowy. Yeah. Like there's snow and ice up on this roof. And he's just, he's just up on a roof, like tying himself to it. That's dedication to a craft, my friend. And that's what
dedication to the craft was, that he took the time to fasten the GoPro to what he was, and being someone that's afraid of heights, that made me
really
crazy.
What influencers can bring to your brand, that kind of intentionality.
Such an interesting world. And, you know, so you and I were on live TV this morning.
We were.
You know, the reality is I bet our podcast gets more listens than that's going to get views.
Probably.
Yeah. So, I mean, but think about that.
Fame is all relative.
What was the network?
You famous, man.
I know, but that means that it's time for a fundamental shift in the way some of that business is done. So welcome to disruption, people. Whoop, whoop. All right. Next on the list is one of my favorite places. Oh, wait, the name of the company, Island.
Island.
Yeah. So go to island.io. So Island is an enterprise browser for the ideal enterprise workplace where workflows freely remain fundamentally secure. So, you know, the core needs of an enterprise naturally embedded in the browser itself. So like, all right, so let me, $285 million in funding. Legit.
That's crazy.
Right? Legit for a company that was founded in 2020. Like that's traction, people. But you talk about having like a whole bunch of employees. So Full Scale, we have 300 employees. And we spend a lot of time and effort building workflows. What if your browser just showed you how to like certain things to do? Like I have a full-time person that does nothing but onboards new employees.
Yeah.
And like, we have spent so much time and effort making that smooth. If you were able to get them to sign in, you have this enterprise browser in it where we're to walk you through certain things, and some of it too. So one of the things with the accountability and what the fullscale.io platform does is like daily reports and other things, walking through people, because the bigger the company gets, the more people I got to train how to do it, the more people I got to train to manage it, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, it's smart. It's smart. It doesn't leave you out on an island trying to figure out
how
to do your processes. But it's true.
Yeah. I dig it.
Yeah.
I also do. You know what I love, Matt?
Cash.
I love straight money, dollar bill, y'all. But what I really love, I love it when things democratize access. I use that phrase a lot. You know, how do we make
that kind of like, what was it? Holacracy.
It's a thing. There's like a whole book about it, I swear. I think it's Tony Hsieh. He's the founder of the Zappos. He's the one who came up with it, but it's a real thing. But College Cash is also a real thing. It is the next startup on our list, founded by Demetrius Curry, CEO, and COO Michael Simpson. But democratize access, that's where I was going. So I love it when things that can help propel you to greatness become more accessible. And it seems like that's what College Cash is trying to do. So they can Members can generate income by participating in user-generated content campaigns from their favorite brands. After choosing a campaign, they submit a post. If the campaign selects their post, they get payment for it. So we have a fintech company that is using everyday behavior to reduce and eliminate student loan debt through user-generated content crowdsourcing. And like that is such an inventive idea.
It's like micro influence.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. But it's also enabling people to go to college. Yeah. Like, I mean, I like that. That's really cool. And I have to admit, I don't think that I would have, you know, come to that way to solve a problem. Like access to college, higher education in our country in particular, like it's a problem, you know, not everybody who wants it can have it. And so finding ways to make that easier, I really dig that. And I think that College Cash came up with a really inventive way to solve this problem. So maybe not even innovation so much as disruption, you know, I dig that.
I think I'm going to sign up for this because maybe I can go back to school. Yeah. I dropped out of 5 colleges. And go back.
I don't think I knew that. I think I knew
I know you've never read my book, Million Dollar Bedroom, because it's like the very first thing I said.
I have definitely flipped through Million Dollar Bedroom. I have not sat down and read it.
I see how it goes. But no, yeah, dropped out of 5 colleges. I kind of take pride in that at this point.
Yeah.
I get a lot of people that rally. There's a small group of people that like to read my book and then credit me for helping them have the courage to drop out of college. I'm all right with what I want. Yeah. But
you know, I went to college. I didn't finish college.
College is ridiculously expensive. So, you know, I was in an Uber on the way home from the airport from a trip back from the Philippines. And I was talking to the driver and he was telling me he was in med school. And I was like, God, that's so expensive. He goes, yeah, but I'm not going to pay for it. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, I'm just going to do 1099 work and they'll never be able to come back and get the money from me. I was like, dude, but think about that. That's like the reality.
I mean, it's kind of brilliant though, but you like the just the fact that you have to come up with this kind of workaround.
But that's like, that's a weird reality. But I like what College Cash does. So basically this is like micro influencer. I'm assuming that what this is like, so if you're listening, how many friends do you have on Facebook? How many connections do you have on LinkedIn? And I would imagine they're just going to pay you based on what kind of impression stuff you get. Because might as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Works for me.
All right.
Well, who do we got next?
Slank.io.
I was waiting for you to take a stab at that pronunciation. I was like, Slank?
No, it's Slank. It's Slank. So John, chairman and CEO, John Urban, CTO and co-founder, Varun Dadla. And you can go to Slank.io. So that they're the innovator behind the first purpose-built orchestration platform for global shippers and logistics services providers that deliver higher productivity and process efficiency. This is through intelligent automation. This is kind of like back to the workflow automation.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that's a real challenge is, almost 30,000 3PL. So that's third party logistics. I know you love your supply chain stuff.
My favorite.
Lauren always give me the supply chain stuff. But here's the thing. So just say that, you know, here you are and you make widgets and you're really good at making widgets and you're passionate about making widgets and your widgets are really in demand. Well, you're now faced with the reality of learning how to deliver and get those out and ship them and all that. And that is what a lot of widget makers, I use the word widget, interchangeable for any product or thing. And you're often not good at the logistics. So being able to have things that can orchestrate or create intelligent workflow, because not everyone like, okay, sure, you can send your widgets to Amazon. And a lot of people don't like giving 30% of that sale to Amazon.
Right.
So you might, and then honestly, you might just need help getting the damn things to Amazon. It could also have to do with materials, the supplies, returns, like a whole lot of stuff. So I like it, Slink. I like it. Keep up the good work. You know, one thing about Dallas is, man, y'all raising some real money. 75 million. Things really are bigger in Texas, including the funding rounds.
I know. I'm looking at this and it's blowing my mind. Now does Andrew Morgans, our Amazon guru, know about Slink?
Well, so Andrew actually offers some 3PL type services for his clients, because that goes back to the whole thing that people are good at making the quote widgets. I say widgets because
in
many of the schools that I dropped out of, I learned in business school that Widgets, just like an interchangeable term. So you always hear Acme Corp makes widgets.
Acme Corp. So like, that's like the most generic product sentence.
Because a widget could be anything. Yeah. It's anything. Okay. It could be anything. It could be American Girl dolls, or it could be tires. So, but it's because, the training model doesn't care. You're just trying to learn how to add up something.
You're trying to understand the method behind the madness, but
it's always Acme Corp makes widgets. Yeah. So.
Well, and Acme Corp is like, that was like the Looney Tunes, Roadrunner and Coyote Company, right? Okay. Okay.
And they make widgets.
All right. I did not know that.
And then they make them so the, who is it? The Roadrunner can drop them on the coyote's head. I think Slank helps with that too. I think that they actually help you get that logistics plan so you can lift the anvil up.
Well done,
and
Slank.
And then drop it,
For powering my Looney Tunes dreams.
Totally. 100%. And helping your Looney Tunes toys get delivered.
Well, for sure. Yep. You know, thank you, Slank. So this next one, I got to tell you, my friend, I'm super excited to talk about that. And I'm going to take a moment to just acknowledge something. One of the things that I talk about a lot on my episodes of Startup Hustle is the discrepancies and the systemic inequities that women in particular, historically excluded founders, tend to deal with. And one of the things that women and uterus havers and menstruators deal with, yes, I used all of those words, and I meant them, but when you have the We see
what if
it really
I had
significant...
used those words. I'd be in trouble.
I would be very proud.
Oh, really?
Of you. Okay. I would. See, right. Menstruator, uterus.
Menstruator
haver.
And uterus havers.
Yeah. So the reason that I say that for folks playing at home is because not all women have periods, and not all people who have periods identify as women. I'm just going to say that. But we see a lot of discrepancies in funding around women's health issues. They're very mysterious, and not a lot of research has gone into it. So we see a lot of healthcare discrepancies related to quote unquote women's wellness. So there are a lot of femtech companies that are coming up right now. We've interviewed a few on Startup Hustle. Definitely invite you to check them out. But Rosy Wellness, I love this. So 43% of women who have sexual problems they need resources. They need help. A lot of women deal with these issues, and there's just not a lot of research, or there aren't a ton of tools that women can avail themselves. There are still some stigmas about talking about these kinds of things when it comes to sexual health. So the Rosy app is the first of its kind comprehensive mobile platform that provides women with education, behavioral interventions, community. All are designed to empower women on their journey to sexual health. And so I would imagine, you know, they're talking about things like endometriosis. They're talking about things like irregular periods, you know, the things that we don't talk about in quote unquote polite company. These are really vital things for women's health. And so if you can take Rosy Wellness, if you can take their sexual wellness quiz and get a personalized wellness plan, you're going to be able to reach your health goals faster. You're going to be able to understand your history. I will tell you, as a woman who goes to the doctor, the first thing every single doctor asks you is the date of your last period. You could go in and like your arm was cut off, and that would be the first question that they ask you, I swear. But being able to prioritize your sexual and physical and in your health is a game changer for women. Being able to learn about these topics, understand our bodies better, and come up with really specific action items, things that we can do to come to greater health. And so I am a huge advocate and fan of Rosy Wellness. Thank you for the work you do.
I like it. And it also makes me realize that the Startup Hustle show producer is not mad at me, because if she was, she would have given me that one.
Yeah. Yay. Like, yeah. Well, and I really love how this is working, because you got the one where you got to talk about supply chain. I'm like, thank you, Jessica.
Well, yeah, I know. I wouldn't have known what to talk to you about that. What I do know to talk about is the next company on the list, Worlds. Ooh, ooh. Go to worlds.io. So it's an information technology company that offers an AI platform for real world automation. It features a new 4D infrastructure for measuring, analyzing, and building AI-based automation directly into ground floor operations of supply chain companies. So what the heck does that mean? Well, first off, they've raised $38 million. Once again, congratulations, Dallas, for a company that's founded in 2018. That's pretty significant. So we get all this talk, there's AI and IoT and machine learning and, you know, the metaverse, and what do you do with it? How do I build it into what I do at the business? So people get all threatened by AI, robots, and automation. The thing is most of those, most of them are doing jobs that people don't want to do or often find themselves getting injured doing, like repetitive use injuries and stuff like that. So to the best of my knowledge, that when you they talk about create, you know, working with real world operations. So let's go back to Acme Corp and their widgets. They make their widgets a specific way, and they need to learn how to do things and automate stuff. And the thing is every single manufacturer that takes over ownership of their own process has to figure that out. So tools that enable you to be able to do that and utilize the many, many tools that are out there are good.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Many of those tools out there are good.
Yeah.
You know what's not good?
Poor healthcare.
Yes. I wholeheartedly agree with that. But I will also say that.
Or was it robots gone wild?
Those things aren't good either. I mean, what kind of wild are we talking about?
I don't know. I've never met a robot that went wild. So okay.
Well,
really
we
know.
Need to make that a priority.
I just saw the Terminator.
Yeah. No, they say it got smart. Is that Terminator?
Yeah. It became self-aware.
Yeah.
It learned that people were its biggest threat, so it just killed all of us.
Yeah. Isn't that like the first law of robotics?
Is don't build a robot that kills you. I think it's somewhere in the manual.
Yeah, somewhere about that. Well, all right. So we're going to talk about a serious topic for just a second, though. You know, here in the United States, we are dealing with a significant opioid epidemic.
Oh, God.
You know, we hear on the news all the time about it's tragic.
It's
lives
gross.
Are lost.
It's
you know,
and
parents are separated from
by
kids.
Greedy people, man.
Big. Yeah, it really was. And so the next company on our list, my hats are off to you. I'm, you know, tipping my cap to you for the work that you do, because Sanara is a healthcare technology company, and they have developed a telehealth platform that aids to end the opioid epidemic. It is a medication adherence ecosystem, which again, that's a term that I had not heard, but it sounds really interesting. But they create methadone-based treatments for opioid use disorder, and they make it more accessible. They make these treatment plans more convenient for patients. They have a patented tamper-aware medication monitoring system. So they're working with patients and their care teams to deliver more sustainable treatment, improving patient retention, and satisfaction in the process. You know, coming down off of opioids, I can't even imagine how difficult that is. And so knowing that you have a system and a platform at your side, and it can help you can communicate with your caregivers, and it can help you understand your treatment plan more fully, that sounds really cool. Now they've raised $5.3 million. You know, hopefully we see them get some more funding. Just they're addressing a huge silent problem here in the States, and I dig that.
I don't think it's a silent problem. I think it's really loud and pronounced, and it's you know, like a lot of it was created. I can't remember the name of the Sandler families, you know, pushing OxyContin on people. And the thing the thing is like, you know, no matter what society you live in, you're always going to have people that are going to use and abuse drugs, right? But what the opioid thing did was turn a whole lot of people that were never in that profile into addicts. And now you've got all this fentanyl problem and a whole lot of stuff. And it's just really the tentacles of that have just reached out to so many people that had an injury or a surgical procedure or something and just got prescribed the wrong stuff. And that grip is tight. I have seen people go through this. It is nasty.
Yeah.
And it is hard to kick. And, you know, it really like, it's really kind of sad. So I'm down for anything that helps clean up that problem, because it is a toxic waste dump.
Yeah.
For society.
It really is. And so Sanara.
So you mentioned quiet. There is nothing quiet about it.
I mean, I don't think it's talked about enough. I think that a lot of folks within the medical community and a lot of people
in the medical community, it's really
people
not,
like to
they run into all these drug seeking people, and there's just like zombies just walking around in like every major city, just hooked on pills. And yeah, It's
but, but imagine that you're a patient. You're already trying to quit. You're doing this really difficult thing. Having the kind of support, like having your care team be able, like you can actually upload videos to Sanara Secure HIPAA compliant repository. And then videos get reviewed by the team. And there you have a whole team of people who can help you put together a more personalized plan, one that's going to work for you. Because one of the things that you learn in rehab or at, you know, meetings or what have you is the system only works if you work it. Right. Yep. And so you have to come up with plans that are going to work for the patient. So yeah, I'm, that's a beautiful, beautiful function that you are fulfilling, Sanara.
Thank you. All right. Next, I'm going to take a stab at this. I think it's Soho, but it's spelled S-O-J-O. So it's either Soho or Sojo.
Sure.
One of the two. And with that, Maxwell Farley and Thomas Finney are hard at work at getsojo.com. I'm going to say that like that just so you can spell it if you decide to visit it. So this is tech-enabled in-home accommodation platform for short-term rental industries. So, you know, you hear all this, there's a whole industry of people that own Airbnbs and Vrbos and stuff like that. And there's a lot of parts that go into managing that. Now our fellow co-host, Andrew Morgan's has a whole bunch of Airbnbs. And I've had so many conversations with him about all the logistics that go into that. So
I don't think I would want to manage all
that. So you have what's called turn day, and that's when someone's leaving and then someone else is coming in. You got to coordinate like a lot of stuff. Yeah. So, you know, that they automate like, you know, delivery of amenities and some of that's like, so you talk about like bathroom, laundry, kitchen, pantry stock, maintenance items, and even like some places that have like a little gift basket or something that occurs. So imagine what it would be like if you checked into the hotel you were staying at and they're like, well, we didn't put any soap in there. You have yesterday's towels.
Yeah.
There's not,
I feel like that I would have some things to say. There's a
half empty bottle of shampoo and one beer left from the six pack.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so some of that, there's a lot that goes into that. And a lot of people that own these kind of rentals and properties, that's not what they do full time.
Right.
So being able to, I just know a lot of people that own properties like this. And I think this is a platform that they find really useful.
Well, and think about like from an Airbnb owner's perspective, like a lot of the time, like there are so many options on this website. Like you have to find your differentiators. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of Airbnb folks, hosts who like, their differentiator is that service piece and the amenities
job,
that you're offering.
And then you're just, yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that Sojo making it easy for these folks who, like you said, like it's not their day job. You know, this is something that they do to make some extra cash in the background. Like, yeah, let's make that, let's streamline that whole process.
I've had people ask me to like, be a partner or an investor in this kind of stuff. I just said no. Because it just sounds like a giant logistics pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like if you don't want to, you know, that's the thing. If you're going to own a property or do something like that, you better be ready to drop and stop whatever it is that you're doing.
Right. You're always on call.
It's like being a business owner.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, Murphy's Law dictates that the worst possible thing will occur at the most inconvenient time.
Yeah.
Of course. That's the way that works.
Of course it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And we got one more.
And this has never, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge this. This has never happened before. I have never had the last one.
Really?
I have never had the last one.
Weird.
You always kick off and we always have an odd number.
We do?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It is true.
Now, you know, you probably, if you had used the one that takes documents and structures data.
Yeah.
If we had been using that platform, we would know that.
You know what? I feel like that is a metric that we need to track. How many times does Lauren close it out? And the answer would be once.
See, because I feel that if we're not tracking it, we're lacking those DEI numbers that we really need.
You know, and that is an important part of DEI.
It's an important part of set lists and planning for the podcast. Yeah.
You're such a sarcastic shit sometimes.
What? I'm just trying to tackle the real problems that the business has.
You got
to
look at the underlying
issue. Will you just tell me about Yendo?
Yes. I'm going to tell you about Yendo, Matt.
Can't wait.
Here it comes. So Yendo is the world's first vehicle-secured revolving credit solution. People can borrow against their vehicles at a 24.99% interest rate and up to $10,000. And here's the thing. They're leveraging modern technology to help inform credit decisions. And they are agnostic of an individual's credit score, which I think about how many people I know and have known who have struggled with their credit score, being able to get funding to pay the bills or start that business or what have you. Yeah. Like, those kinds of things become impossible when you have crap credit. And so Yendo's trying to find a workaround. They're trying to find a way to get borrowed funds into the hands of people who need it. And I think that that is a really, really interesting option. I like that it's a revolving credit solution. So it's kind of like a credit card, but it's, I guess, secured against your vehicle. They've raised $68.5 million. So clearly others think it's a good idea. But I just think that this is a really interesting process. So users, they're going to apply, and then they get pre-approved within minutes for standard interest credit cards, which are about 95 or 96% cheaper than the loans typically available to users. The user is guided through a step-by-step process. They remotely validate their information with hardware provided by the company, and then they activate their new credit card. So this is a game changer for folks. Again, like I love the fact that our top startups tend to be the folks that are disrupting in their industries. And so I'm really excited to see where Yendo takes us. Credit, people have to have credit these days, right? Like, I know very few people who just pay cash for anything. How about you, Matt?
I pay cash.
You also, okay.
And you know what's funny is that made my credit score go down.
I know, that is really weird that it does that.
Like, I don't really
we
have
paid
any,
off a car
really,
loan and our credit
like,
card went down.
I know, I like don't and have like, really what? Anything out on credit, so my like score went down.
Yeah, I don't like, I do not understand why. Like, there is so much that goes into assessing a credit score, and I think that it's unfairly weighted to, personally, I think that it's unfairly
weird.
Weighted toward the company.
I've learned so much about that because, you know, when I owned the business I own now, like, the understanding and leveraging that was a big part of, yeah. of what we do. So, you know, Lauren, let me ask you a question. Do you need to hire software engineers, testers, relators? Because if you do, Full Scale can help. We've got the people, the platform, and the processes to help you build and manage a team of experts. All you have to do is go to fullscale.io. You answer like 2 minutes worth of questions, and the platform yeah. matches you up with people that are available to help your needs.
I want to tell you something, though. Yeah. I have actually talked to Full Scale clients who have taken the...
They like us.
They like you so much.
They say like, us. That is my company.
Yeah. But like, apparently the process is so transparent and yeah. easy.
It has to be, man. Yeah. It has to be. Like,
I love it.
Yeah. So yeah, we like to help people win. I get up every day and do that. I'm getting ready to do some case studies. And I was like, God, are we going to have clients that want to participate? Every single one I asked was like, oh, dude, of course. Like, yeah, this has been great. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's finding the right people to work at and around your business is a challenge. I published
Full Scale. Wait. Full Scale can help, but not only can they help, they can help quickly and affordably.
There you go.
That's
You're really figuring it out, Lauren.
I know.
You're really
I get
figuring
it.
Out. So
I understand.
That's also why we don't let you do the last one.
That's fair.
Kidding.
No, it's that totally fair because you transition better than I do.
So we got I've had a lot of reps. Yeah, this is, I don't know, this is probably close to the 750th episode I've been on.
Yeah.
In that ballpark.
So at this point, you're an expert. Like, so Malcolm Gladwell, he does that 10,000 hours thing. And I would say that you've done
not 10,000 hours of that yet, but I'm at 10,000 hours.
You're well on track, though.
That's for sure. Okay, so we got 14 companies on here. There's a whole lot of stuff. Like, what do you like?
I don't think anybody will be shocked by this, but Rosy Wellness is my dream product right now. It's just, are you surprised?
No.
Yeah, no, nobody is surprised.
I figured it was that or canaries or like a one.
I do like canaries. Well, I mean, honestly, like any one of the companies, they made our top startup list, which means that all of the companies on this list, they're cool in some yeah. way or another. They're doing neat stuff, but Rosy Wellness, women's health. Let's shine 1,000 lights on the women's health space, the femtech space, and help women become healthier. I love it. How about you?
Well, I'm gonna first off say Dallas. Fuck yeah! Like, you guys are some great. Like, I've done a lot of these top cities lists, and man, you guys are raising some money down there. I like it, and that's an indicator of a very robust and competitive scene. And you know, a lot of times when we do these lists, we'll have a company or two, but man, there's a lot of capital flowing through there, which is a great indicator of the health. So I really liked a lot of these companies, and for my own personal reasons, I'm going to say I like Buzzbassiter. Like,
you like the name. Well, I know you like,
it's not, do, no, you, I, like, know, the name. I like what they do. Cause you, okay, know, so some of the thing is like, I like platforms like this. I like marketplaces, and you know, I'm in this, like, in this spot where we, you know, we do so, like, what if life was easier? So we go through a lot to deal with. Well, I think you'd like to pull a dollar out of a few things.
I'd like to pull a dollar out of everything. Yes.
Well, that's my point though. Like, so some of that is like, it's, you know, we're creators, you know, I've been, yeah, creating a lot of stuff for a lot of things. And I look at, like I mentioned, the whole, like, hey, getting paid to use Facebook, which, I mean, that kind of just happened when I hit some, yeah, different thresholds.
And, well, you're doing it organically.
I clicked, like, a couple buttons and turned it on, but you're like, I just, like, it's time to put some of the power back in the hands of the creators and make it easier for
sure,
people to make a buck. And, you know, like, we're out here, people spend a lot of time and effort being creators. And I know some people don't like the term influencer, so don't use it. Like, that's the thing. Like, yeah, most of the people that are creators or quote slash influencers are really just people that are, okay, you obviously have like the thirst trap people and, sure, like, and you know what?
Check out my OnlyFans.
Maybe if I was that good looking, I'd do it too. But, yeah, you know, I do want to point out that Lauren posted a picture on social earlier and she added hair.
I wasn't going to tell anybody that. Why did you just tell anybody that? I haven't posted it yet, but I was playing around, yeah, with the lighting in my editing software. Yeah, and I was like, hey, this is a thing we could try.
Hey, look, I appeal to the dad vibes.
You know what? You've got a style all your own, Matt DeCourcy. But look,
with that, back to the creator thing is, you know, most of the people that are doing the stuff, and we've mentioned the Perkins brothers so many times in this, they're just passionate about building homes.
Yeah.
And they're they're multi-generational builders, and they have all these cool tricks, and they're just showing people how to do stuff right. And that's the thing, like, showing how to do stuff right. And they're a great brand partner for so many people. So make it easier to do that. If you like watching your creators, you like watching the people that you see online, then make it an easy path. That's why, right, things like Patreon have to exist, because it's so hard to pull a dollar out of some of these things. And you know, you can't really spend time doing it, or you get to the point of diminishing returns. If you can't, you know, get a little bit out of it, then, you know, you better really be passionate about it.
Exactly.
So, I like that. I really like a lot of the companies on here. That was just kind of a personal thing for me. I mean, there's a lot of cool companies doing a lot of cool stuff. I love all the AI stuff.
This was a good poll.
This is a very, very, strong, very list, well-rounded list that had a lot of different stuff. Sometimes we, yeah, get into certain markets and like 8 out of 10 will all be very, very similar because that market just happens.
That's just
to be
what's
a hot
exploding
spot
in that area.
There.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Texas.
This is good. Well, yeah, done, Texas.
Keep up the great work, and we'll see you down the road. Bye, Lauren.
Bye.
Startup Hustle's brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.